Hello, everybody out there on farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere west of Topeka, someone's getting out for a breath of fresh air, which is why a farmer is harvesting corn, and why a train is transporting corn, and why ADM is turning corn into ethanol, a renewable, cleaner-burning fuel. Somewhere west of Topeka, someone's getting out for a breath of fresh air. And lots of us are helping make sure that fresh air is actually fresh. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. Do you have a wish list? I guess we all have a wish list. When Republicans lost control of the Congress last November, I put together a wish list of legislation that I hoped could be enacted under the new Democratic congressional leadership with Republican George Bush still the president. We're approaching the halfway mark of 2007. This is a good time to review how that wish list stands. Comprehensive immigration. We don't have a comprehensive immigration bill yet, but Senator Reid has given it another chance. It's not going to be easy. It should be easy, with the president and the Democratic leadership both behind it, but it's not. There's still a long way to go. I put chances of passage at 60%. Locks and dams on the upper Mississippi. We've been trying to get legislation to overhaul the antiquated, inefficient structure for years. With bills through both the House and the Senate, conferencing those bills, getting final passage, and the president's signature, looks pretty good. I say 80% likely. Can we pass death tax legislation, some kind of compromise extending beyond 2010? I guess that's just wishful thinking. When we get close to 2011 and a reversion to the old confiscatory tax rate, then maybe, just maybe. A new farm bill, I think so, and I think it will be patterned close to the 2002 bill. I say 90% chance of getting it done this year. Energy legislation to give a big boost to biofuels. A lead pipe cinch. A new WTO agreement. Not a chance. Countries around the world just don't want to make any more concessions. That includes Europe, USA, and developing countries. Now that's the list. There's still hope. At some point, this Congress has to recognize that they look pretty bad if they can't get anything done. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.